하나 좀비 다량 바로 디반 디반이와 디반 디반이와 바나 아멘어 마야 바바바 미샤바체 디반아 어떻게 디반이 디반이 웃고 하나 좀비 다량 바로 디반 디반이와 디반 디반이와 바나 아멘어 마야 바바바 미샤바체 디반아 어떻게 디반이 디반이 yeah.
Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Tonse Alliance Youth Leader criticizes selective application of the law. BOZ roll out Heritage Series 150 quarter notes. In international news, more than 600 dead and hundreds others injured after magnitude 6.0 quake hits eastern Afghanistan. In sports, Morocco is set to be first African qualifiers for 2026 World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Opposition Tonse Alliance National Youth Chairman Celestine Mukandila has expressed concern over what he describes as a selective application of the law, which he says tends to favour the wealthy while being harsh on the poor. Mr. Mukandila noted that when affluent individuals are suspected of committing crimes, it often takes days before they are apprehended, unlike in cases involving poor people who are arrested almost immediately. Speaking on the Power FM Breakfast Show, he said the trend has created a worrying division between the rich and the poor under the current administration. Meanwhile, Mr. Mukandila has urged government to consider amending the constitution in a manner that reflects the aspirations of the Zambian people. He stressed the need for a broad stakeholder consultations in the process of developing new constitutional laws.
The poor people are not getting away with anything because they are simply poor. This government does not care. So they only think about the rich, the wealthy. How does it take, for example, more than 4 days for a rich person or a wealthy person to be apprehended on a suspicion of murder? And yet, today, if you see a poor person just suspected of anything, they are apprehended. Before you know it, this person is even appearing before court. But where we are today, we've got a society that has created serious divides. This government has created serious divides between the wealthy and the poor. So now, I only hope that as we get to 2021, everybody in the village, everybody will realize that it is us who have been against Abakankala.
The Bank of Zambia has begun circulating new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes under the Heritage Series, while simultaneously withdrawing the old 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha notes from circulation. The move comes in line with Statutory Instrument No. 9 of 2025, issued by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane, as part of efforts to modernize the country's currency and enhance security features on banknotes. Assistant Director Communications Besnat Mwanza added that with the introduction of these notes, the Bank of Zambia has now completed the full rollout of the Heritage Series across all denominations. Ms. Mwanza has since urged the public to exchange old notes at commercial banks and thanked citizens for their continued support in the smooth implementation of the currency project. The Heritage Series notes are designed to reflect Zambia's cultural heritage and feature advanced security features to combat counterfeiting. Lusaka City Council has made it clear on what prompted the demolishing of structures along Mosotunya Road, stating that the structures were put up without permission from the council and lacked engagement with the LCC. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe noted that the structures are in undesignated areas such as road reserves and on top of drainages, describing these areas as prohibited. Mr. Nyambe explained that the demolishing are being conducted at night to avoid conflicts with the public, who tend to stone the council offices when the demolishing is conducted at daytime. He added that it is more peaceful for officers to work without the public conflicts.
So these demolitions that we undertook, these structures had no, you know, permission from the council. They had no blessing of the council, meaning people had built without engaging the council, and also that they had put them in non-designated areas, meaning in areas that they were not supposed to be, you know, built from. We're talking about, for example, road reserves. Someone puts a structure on a road reserve, someone puts a structure on top of a drainage. So these are kind of the structures that, you know, the law prohibits.
Economist and business expert Kelvin Chisanga has stressed the need to strengthen intellectual property protection for creators and innovators in Zambia. Mr. Chisanga explained in an interview that the unauthorized use of ideas and creative works often leads to significant financial losses and reputable damage, particularly for small and medium enterprises. He noted that intellectual property infringement also has far-reaching consequences, such as reduced household income and fewer employment opportunities. To address these challenges, Mr. Chisanga emphasized the importance of enhancing systems for trademark registration and copyright protection, observing that some industries, including the music sector, have already introduced protective measures such as holograms to combat piracy and safeguard the work of artists.
The interplay from there is the issue of losing value or economic aspect around what they create, because obviously for you to come up with a concept or anything that you think, copywriting, trade, whatever, basically you spend money, you spend energy, you spend a number of things from there. So what is coming out from there is that there is a repartition that is taking place on the social disorder, and also the aspect of individual loss of income at household level from that perspective as well. And much to this also, that is the reason why we are being able to see that there is an aspect of employment which is actually escalating from that concept. So, point four, the issue of a challenge to do with the intellectual property has a massive effect that can actually be counted from there. But again,